the right pooch for the right prey. Or don't send a hairless Pekingese to Iceland. Early in my sales career, I took a position at Unisys, then called Burroughs. At the time, Unisys was a well-known computer and calculator manufacturer. As a new recruit and a fresh entry into the official world of sales in the Honolulu division, I worked under a branch manager who'd been a highly successful sales representative. He was a big dog. More than that, he was a pit bull big dog. My manager was a world-class salesperson, having earned top commissions and respect in classic pit bull style. His formula for success was simple: to create a sales machine just like him. He attempted to jam all people into his mold by forcing them to adopt the habits and strategies that worked for him. Massive barrages of cold calls, processed at lightning speed, slash-and-burn client relations, and a total focus on new sales instead of nurturing old client relationships. "It's just a numbers game," he'd growl. "You either have it or you don't. Just get out there and do it." And if he started losing faith in a sale, he wouldn't waste any time. He would discard that prospect like a husk of corn and move on to the next prospect on the list. But if it was a yes, he would go for the jugular every time and shake them for everything they had. His aggressive style was extremely effective for bringing in revenue, but he had little remorse for the devastation he left behind. Having earned himself prestige as a top-flight pit bull, he was bound and determined to prove that his techniques would work at the management level. However, as successful as this strategy was for him as a sales dog, he failed miserably in his attempt to be a dog trainer. The problem was he thought that his way was the only way. In reality, his way was just one way. You can't change people's basic fundamental natures. It is their essence and their soul, and it makes each of us unique and special in our own way. You just can't make someone into something that is not part of his or her makeup. Even if you shout, even if you scream, and even if you offer outrageous commissions. So the result of this failed cloning process was a frustrated, unhappy, and often crushed sales force, which led to huge staff turnover and dismal sales revenue by everyone but the few purebred pit bulls in the kennel.